All right, RadCooney.com. I'd like to welcome to the show actress, singer, and songwriter, Miss Nina Herzog. What is up, Nina?
Hey, what's up, Brad? I'm just enjoying some time in the mountains right now, actually. So
nice.
How about you?
I'm good too. Where are you at? What mountains are you in?
So there's the mountains in Southern California. I live in Los Angeles, but I grew up in the mountains, and my family still lives here. So I sometimes need to escape the city and just
100%.
You know, walk, go on a quiet walk, which is what I just got that from. So,
100%.
Yeah, I feel inspired to write and just feel good when I'm in nature, so it's nice to be able to make a trip into the woods sometimes.
Yeah, man. I used to live in Goleta. You know where Goleta, California is?
Oh, cool. I've heard of that. Where exactly is that?
It's just north of Santa Barbara.
Ah, beautiful.
Yeah. Gorgeous, and there's nice mountains there too. We used to sometimes we would ride up to the mountain and grab snow and put snow in the back of the truck, and we'd run, and then we'd drive down to the beach and throw snowballs at people on the beach.
Right? That's what's so cool about California. I feel like there's so much diversity in the culture and in the music, and also just like every landscape. You can go to the mountains, you can be you know, in the city, you can go to beach, the desert. It's quite a diverse terrain.
I mean, it's literally its own country. It could almost be its own country. I'm sorry.
What did you say?
Yeah, I said it can almost be its own country in itself, California.
Yeah, totally.
It's totally nice. All right, so before we get into your new music and your debut EP, if you would, just tell my listeners a little bit about you. Like, when did you know that it was going to be theater and singing for your life, in your career? When did you know that?
I've always been singing. I've always loved it. It feels so good. And it's also just been my favorite form of play ever since I was really little. And, you know, again, growing up in the mountains, I just spent a lot of time in nature singing songs, writing songs, you know, just for fun, for play. And I just always loved it. And, I started studying singing, so, you know, studying reading music, but also just kind of different styles and vocal techniques at, like, age 4 or 5.
Wow.
And my voice teacher asked me, what is it, you know, what kind of songs do you like? And I said, I like the story songs. So at that time, my teacher said, well, you know what, you might want to check out show tunes, you know, these like jazzy songs that come from musicals, and just songs, you know, from Broadway shows, and also country music tells a story too.
Mm-hmm.
So those are kind of the two biggest, the kind of jazz standards and show tunes, and country music was definitely my early roots. And then I just continued studying it and doing it and performing and singing in different kinds of arrangements. Like, I did a lot of studio singing. I've done a lot of just using my voice for all kinds of different things. I love singing with symphonies. I love singing with jazz bands.
Yeah.
This EP that I just released this month, Together Away, is the first EP I'm releasing that's all songs that I wrote. So, you know, I've lent my voice to a lot of different things, but it's really the first time that it's like my songs and my story, sharing original tunes. So that's been really exciting and different. So yeah, I've been singing kind of forever, but at the same time, this way of doing it where I just kind of let all the different styles, you know, being exactly what I am, creating with kind of, in other situations, it's like I sing the music that the composer has written and find my way into it, you know, try to figure out a way that this song becomes mine because I feel like find a way to connect to it so much, or I choose it because it's almost as if the songwriter was in my head at a certain time. But then, of course, writing your own music is so different because I know exactly how I was feeling when I wrote it. And so the approach has been really different and kind of vulnerable in an entirely different way. You know, there's no costume, there's no character. It's not my voice behind an animated character. It's me. It's my name. It's my song. So doing it a long time, but still feels like a really new adventure at the same time.
Yeah, for sure. And you've actually used your voice in so many different like ways. You're just not a singer. I mean, you do like commercial jingles, and what really grabbed me when I was, you know, informed that I could maybe interview you was your role in The Swan Princess, singing and the voiceover for Odette, the character. So if you would, and this
yeah,
is
and that
and
was a fun one.
Yeah, and then right after this we'll get right into your EP. But I'm really interested how that happened. Like, what was it that got you into voiceover work, and then of course getting that role, which is huge. That's a really, really impressive role.
Yeah, well, thank you. Yeah, it was really fun. And the journey was just, you know, a surprise, which is fun. You know, I had certain ideas about things that I wanted to do, and also then there are things that have come into my artistic journey that I didn't even know to dream about, but have been so fun. And that's kind of the fun of a creative journey too, is there are things you can't plan that surprise you in a joyful way. And The Swan Princess with Sony Animation was definitely one of those things. I mean, I always thought it would be really cool to voice a princess, but definitely earlier on, I didn't even know that existed. So that's been fun. And yeah, I did a lot of studio singing. I do a lot of different styles with my voice. And in a way, I think that shows in the EP that I just released too. It kind of, you know, there's some songs that have a little bit of twang and some that have a little R&B. Definitely there's a cinematic storytelling component that's always been what inspires me in music when it can take you on, takes me on a journey. So I wanted to do that too with this. I went on a journey as the singer and, you know, hope that, that people who listen also do. But, so I've used my voice to tell stories in different ways through animation, like you mentioned, where I did the singing and the speaking, sometimes just for different publishing companies. I've sung, you know, for all kinds of different things, jingles, like you said.
Yeah.
And as a studio singer, it's really fun because it's such an exercise. It's like you walk in one day, you're singing R&B the next day. You know, it's like kind of whatever is playing in your ears, the producer's working on that, you know, you're there to sing for. You kind of chameleon. And I would say as an actress, there's a component of chameleoning too. You're sort of stepping into someone else's shoes and becoming another character and offering your voice to tell the story of that character. But this EP was really different because it was not about chameleoning. It was about really sitting down at the piano or with my guitar and saying, well, what comes out of me when I just listen to what's my story?
You're right.
And I think that's been really fun. And I love telling the stories of other characters, and that's a part of what I love to use my voice to do, is to kind of sing different genres and play with different styles. And in the CP, I really try to just be as authentic as possible and to just listen to my own, you know, to my inner voice and where it was guiding me, versus other situations where it's a conductor or a producer or a director who kind of has a creative vision and I'm a part of helping bring it to life. It was like the first time I got to basically executive produce and also create these songs from beginning to end.
Yeah. Yes. It's
and
it's really
Swan Princess. It was so fun and different because it was so much imagination.
Yeah.
It was just like you know, because when you do a show, you have a set and you have costumes, or if you're doing a film, or even when you're on stage, you have other musicians you're interacting with. But when you do an animated movie, there's no one else, none of the other characters are in the room with you. You just have to make them clear for yourself in your imagination, and this whole movie is going on that you're helping paint the picture of, but it has to all kind of be in your head because animation happens after you do the voice. And so it's just kind of, you're creating there with the director and producer to kind of know what the illustrations are going to look like, carving this picture, but none of the other actors are in the room, and it's such a different art form. It's been really fun.
Yeah, and it's really, you know, shout out to producers that do those animated shows, because like you said, it's a lot different than, you know, acting with other actors around you. part. A producer has to weave the story, you know what I mean? He has to put it all together, and an editor, of course, the editor and the producer, so good stuff. All right, so let's talk about the music. Let's talk about your EP, Together Away. I guess, you know what, let's talk about the title first. Give me the backstory on the title.
Well, I was really doing a lot of thinking about this sort of truth, I guess, that started really becoming clear for me, which is just that even when people aren't in your life every day, whether they're, you know, they've passed on or they're just simply not living in the same state as you, you know, families live all over the country now, or, you know, in other parts of the world. With technology of travel, I think that's become more of a reality. At like Carole King's You're So Far Away song, I think about that a lot. And I was experiencing being on tour, being away from home, and also just this really strong feeling, though, that even when we're not right beside our loved ones, that we're still together, that there's still this way that once we've connected, that sort of energetic thing that was created, love, is eternal and lasts through all of time. And there's laws in physics, like, you know, energy is neither created nor destroyed. I guess I feel like, you know, once there's an experience of connection, we're forever changed by that, and therefore we're a part of each other, and there's a way that we're still together even when we're apart. And so I named it Together Away with that in mind. And nice. The EP kind of goes on a journey in exploration of that concept. Of course, lately, there's with the pandemic, there's even more instances of having loved ones that I'm far from, that I'm finding ways to feel connected to. I think music has been really comforting and wonderful during this time to stay connected. It's been really hard to not be able to perform live. I miss that so much, but I'm so grateful that there's a way that we can stay connected by still sharing music. So I'm doing that virtually through all the streaming platforms and on my social media. I'm staying active and meeting people through, you know, and staying connected through music, and I'm really grateful for that. And yeah, the title Together Away is just this idea of how we stay together when we're away from each other.
Good stuff. How was it working with producer Philip Peterson?
Oh, he's awesome. He's so cool. And when I tell people that I was kind of got on a plane in Seattle, and, you know, just after a conversation, they're like, "You're crazy." But at the same time, it's like he had worked with so many people that I respect and admire so much, like Lana Del Rey and Lorde and Jessie Ware. I mean, I knew I was in good hands,
yeah,
for sure. And also, I was inspired by the idea of just going away to nature. Like, Seattle has just gorgeous forests and hikes, and when I wasn't, we were pretty much in the studio from sun up till sundown, working on the arrangements and kind of fleshing out the songs, really telling the story. Both of us have a real appreciation and passion for storytelling in songs, and he has a real sense of cinematic storytelling through the use of strings, and a very open mind, a very experimental mind. You know, we talked a lot in images, like, you know, in Changing Seasons, like, we played with different sounds to transition through the seasons, like rain sticks and a thunderclap and different soundscapes that kind of went on a journey. Or, for instance, Journey Bound, one of the songs from the EP, I just kept having this image, like when you're out, you know, people, soldiers going out to battle, like the drum beat where they're marching off, and it's like duty calls, and even though your heart is, you know, part of your heart wants to stay home in that comfort and in that nest and that little, you know, safe space of that duty calls sometimes. And, you know, even if we're just at work for the day, when we have family or we have loved ones that we're not with all the time, like that feeling of duty calls and yet part of the heart longs to just not go anywhere.
Yeah.
But yet, you know, we kind of have to because that's life and we have things we need to do. So.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
He's an amazing producer. I think he also worked with Ed Sheeran, didn't he? Are you there?
He's an amazing producer. Yeah, sorry. Yeah. I just cut out for a second.
Yeah.
He was really awesome to work with and would ask a lot of questions about, just kind of like, well, what is it? Like, what does the painting look like? And when I first went to Seattle, I thought we were just going to be, we started with one song, which, it's like we've never worked together. So I was like, all right, here's one. And by the time, so I sent that to him and then I got on a plane. And by the time I landed that afternoon and got to his studio with my suitcases, he played me a piece of Lover's Lullaby. And I was just like, I think I immediately called my travel agent and said I want to change my flight at the end of the week.
Wow.
And we basically stayed in the studio all day for that week, finishing all the songs on the EP, because I was just so moved by that first piece and excited and inspired. And it was, the process was so inspiring and exciting and fun and moving, reflecting on this idea brought me a lot of warmth. And I hope that when people listen to the music that they feel like a big, big warm hug too about this idea of us staying connected, even during this time and during, life instances where loved ones pass and or loved ones, who were in our life for whatever reason aren't anymore, but yet, there still always be a part of us. That to me has brought me a lot of peace and comfort and mm-hmm. warmth, and I hope to transmit the same with these songs now that they're out in the world.
Yeah, man. Out there for everybody to listen to. One of the songs that really grabbed my attention, I'll say one of the songs that really grabbed my attention was the song Changing Seasons. You just mentioned that a little bit ago. It's one of those songs that just, there's certain songs that capture you and kind of get you into a daydream type thing. You start reminiscing on things. And I'm somebody who's over 50 years old now, so when I hear the song Changing Seasons, it kind of got me into reminiscing on my life in different chapters. And I also like the song because it had a crooner feel. It almost has like a crooner style to it. And your voice is...
I love that you use that word. I use that word in Lover's Lullaby, the final track on the EP. I'll croon. I love that idea of a crooning.
Yes.
Crooning thing in your ear. Yeah, that's awesome.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, changing seasons, life passing by.
Yeah, man.
And lots of transitions. Yeah.
What's that song?
Yeah.
There's a song that Neil Young wrote. Old Man, I think it's called. You need to research that song because it's a song called Old Man. It's called Old Man, Take a Look at Me. I think the chorus is like, Old Man, Take a Look at Me Now, I'm a Lot Like You. He wrote the song about, he bought a ranch in California years ago in the 1970s, and there was a ranch foreman who was an old man who lived there, and he saw that guy and it just kind of reminded him to write that song, and it kind of reminded me a little bit of Changing Seasons. It doesn't sound nothing like your song. It's a different style of song, but I think you'll appreciate the song, though. Mm-hmm. It's called Old Man by Neil Young.
I'll check it out. Yeah, the feeling of Changing Seasons, I feel that ranch. Like the music video that we shot for that, we actually filmed on the apple orchard that I used to play on growing up, which was really fun. It felt so right to just be back there twirling around, singing songs again. And there are beautiful changing seasons there, so there were fall colors.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, I mean, it is about the passage of time, where without having heard Old Man, I guess, like just how time moves on and seasons change, no matter what, like it or not. But it's also a reflection on just this idea that life is full of so many colors. And I use the metaphor of sunny California as just sort of like the safe zone, the safe place, like inside your little comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
And experiencing the changing seasons is what happens when you dive in and you open your heart and you let yourself love fully and live fully and go after your dreams and dive in, you know, or lean in, whatever you want to call it, and experience the fullness of life and give in to the changing seasons and the transitions. So I felt that as well when I wrote Changing Seasons.
Yep, I can tell. All right, do you have any favorites on this on the EP? Is there any songs you just like more than others?
I have a connection to all of them, of course.
Mm-hmm.
I really, Lean Into Me is a song that feels really special to me, especially lately, as I think about just how special it is to have people in your life that just really let you be yourself. And, you know, I think in life sometimes there's lots we have to do. There's all kinds of, you know, we have to be on sometimes to get things done. But those moments when you can just, it's the end of the day, or, you know, it's just the moment where you are just totally yourself and can just really be yourself wherever you are. And those friends that are there for you, that, you know, hold you through life, like the perseverance of the human spirit is so inspiring and so great. And I think we get through things by doing that together. And Lean Into Me is a song about that, you know, making space for someone, holding space for someone to be exactly where they are, wherever they are, whatever they're processing, however they're feeling. And, you know, they do that for you and you do that for them. And it's sort of a lullaby too, in a way. I wrote it late at night, and, the bridge of just life takes so much strength to carry on, but together we can make it better. Or we'll make it better is the lyric. That one I've been thinking about a lot, and Lover's Lullaby, the final track on the EP, is really just that comforting idea of how we can stay connected by looking up at the same stars and the same moon, and the ways that we can still feel deeply connected and together, even through great distances and separations.
Good stuff. Okay, so I have one question from one of my social media followers. They found out that I was going to interview you, and they know you, and they loved you in the movie. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear
okay.
you.
Okay, I just got to make...
The question.
Yeah, my there's a weird delay in the phone sometimes. It's kind of throwing me off my rhythm here. But anyway, the question... it's a question. Her name is Tammy. And she wanted to know, she said, please ask Nina, which do you enjoy more, creating a song or performing the song after it's been created?
Ooh, that is such a good question.
I liked it too.
You know, they're so different, and lately I've been feeling like they're so a part of a cycle. Like, I think that for a long time, especially with my own songs, I spent so much time writing and not sharing.
Mm.
And kind of, I think part of that was just that thing, there was always an audition or there was always some sort of project that had a concrete deadline. And my own songs, releasing them kind of and sharing them, singing them, kind of got put on the back burner, or I just kept saying, you know, there was no deadline associated with it, whereas some of these other films and projects and concerts have an actual date that, you know, must get done. So, but as now that I have shared it and have made the space and made the commitment to share my songs and sing them, and I feel like, yeah, that process is such a, the cycle feels complete, and it feels so much better to do both. And my the meaning of it just continues to deepen. You know, I know the state of mind I was in when I wrote each song, but my experience and what it means to me continues to be like a living and breathing thing. It kind of it shifts as I shift. Like Least Resistance, you know, I was in the middle of the woods in Alaska, and I thought about all the things I want in my life and what kind of world I want to live in and what kind of love I want to know, and I just felt this impulse to run as fast as I could towards that thing, and when I couldn't run anymore, this song came to me, and that was Least Resistance. And
wow.
So I know that's cool. Moment, but sort of what that, yeah, but now each time I sing it, it's you know, it's whatever it is for me today that maybe could be the excuse for not doing the thing that I know in my heart I want to do, or the thing that's best for me, the thing that's best for, you know, for all. I think all of us have certain callings that we feel aware of, and whether or not we respond to them has to do with, you know, how much we kind of just go for it. And sometimes that is taking the path, is not taking the path of least resistance, right? Taking the path of least resistance is nice when it's about flowing and allowing life to transition. But sometimes, you know, you can't just take whatever comes to you and whatever person comes into your life, whatever job rolls into your lap. You have to really visualize your dream and make it happen. And that's what, you know, and so each time I sing that song, the experience just kind of makes that song become even more meaningful in a new way. So all of that to say that I feel writing the songs and sharing them are both so important, and are feel really like together, hand in hand, are such an important part of the process for an artist to stay healthy and thriving, and to be really, I feel like I'm finally showing up more in that way.
Yeah. I bet you're just itching to get out there on the stage to where you can play this music in front of live audiences again.
Oh, yeah.
That's so true. You know, one of the things...
I mean, you know, till then, I'm recording a lot of music, doing videos, just sharing, and just trying to remember that on the other side of that camera is all these people that... You know, they're real humans that I'll see hopefully soon, and till then there is this way that we can keep staying connected, and yeah, so, but oh yeah, absolutely, there's just nothing like a group of people connecting and sharing an experience and moving through something together, going on a journey together, and yeah, this EP is Together Away, but I'm excited to be together.
Yeah.
For sure, on stage. That'll be great.
You know, one of the things I read about you when I was researching for this interview was your time spent, well, you know, of course, shelter in place, everything's shut down, venues are shut down, it's impacted the whole country in just different ways. But I really was impressed how you use your virtual singing to raise money for charities. Can you talk more about that a little bit?
Oh yeah, we did a charity concert this last year that was really fun, and people were able, we actually did a couple of them. One of them was in a really lovely theater that was struggling to keep its doors open during the pandemic, so we did a concert that, you know, it was really fun, and but it was also, like you said, it was just very different too.
Mm-hmm.
In a way, it was cool because, you know, the theater we did it in was, I think, 500 seats, but then 1,500 people or a couple thousand people could stream in. So in that way, virtual is cool because we fit, you know, three times what the audience house size was. But it was so different because it's like you finish a song and there's just, like, one camera person.
<You know? laughs>
Or three. I think we had a couple cameras there, but it was very different. But, yeah, I really I feel, especially in this last year, just this connection to music has really been a light in my life and inspires me, and if I can bring a light and joy to others and inspire goodness in the community, I mean, that just makes me feel like I'm spending my time the way that feels right in my heart. So I look forward to doing more of that. And I think music's a really wonderful way to shed light on things that are important in the community, and just a way that brings, you know, just a thing that brings people together. And when and the nonprofit that we sang for and I did some shows for, yeah, all really have a way of bringing the community together, whether that's through creating artistic performances that the community can gather together in the audience and share these experiences, you know, or ways like feeding families, providing essential needs for people who have really been struggling during this time, and creating something that brings some hope. And we called the show Music by Moonlight because we figured the only concerts are going to be outdoors.
Oh, wow.
So we've been singing to the moon lately. Yeah, but that was really fun, and I look forward to doing more of that.
Yeah. Well, I think 2021 is going to be the year that we get this country back as close to normal as it used to be as far as our lives. I don't divulge into politics much, but I'm really impressed with how President Biden and Vice President Harris have really grabbed a hold of this COVID situation. I feel like the vaccines are on track. Things are really starting. The numbers are coming down, so I'm a little more hopeful. And I'm even starting to see some more venues that are advertising concerts now. There's a rock band that was really popular back in the 80s and the 70s called Foreigner. And I just saw a local advertisement that they're coming, and there's tickets are on sale for a November show here in my state. So it just feels nice to see that again.
I think so. And I think, you know, yeah, I don't think we're too far off from it being safe for us to do something like that again. And I think, though, that there might be some residual anxiety people have about being in a big group again.
Yes, but, I agree.
In terms of that, I think it's got to be, I don't know, there's this, I feel this balance of, like, I just think it's a human essential need to feel connected and to feel a sense of community. And
oh, yeah.
I'm inspired by the way that music is able to build community and build a sense of connection and togetherness, and I think that's important for people's well-being and health, and I'm really looking forward to all of us being together again soon.
Mm-hmm. You know, I had Brad Arnold, he's the lead singer of the rock band Three Doors Down, on this podcast a few years ago now. Really good guy. And I asked him about, I said, Brett, how does it feel to stand on a stage with 20, 30,000 people and they're all singing the lyrics to the song you wrote? And he said, there's nothing like it. He said, there's, and I love the way he used the analogy of medicine. He said, music is medicine. It's a universal medicine to where everybody,
yeah.
I mean, every culture on the earth for just the thousands of years, it's always been music. It's different kinds of music, but there's music everywhere, and it's always been with humans. And he said that music, it's a universal medicine to where people get that music into them when they listen to music. It's medicine that goes through their veins and it makes them feel better. And then the flip side is when a musician or a songwriter, it's their song that people are singing, that's medicine back to them, back to the songwriter. It makes them feel better,
right?
Too. So it's a two-way medicine thing going on here with music.
Absolutely. I love that. Yeah. There was a time in my life when I was not sure if being an artist as a profession was even a real thing, because no one in my family has pursued that. They're all in science and medicine.
Wow.
And so I kind of thought, oh, well, I'll probably just go into medicine. That's like a very literal way of creating healing in the world and kind of, you know, But then I totally had what you're talking about, where I just had enough experiences where I realized that for me, music is my best medicine, that I can have a, you know, really challenging day, and suddenly I listen to a song and I feel less alone because someone else is singing what I feel. So it must just be part of the human experience, not, you know, me being, you know, strange for having these feelings or whatever. It's like, it's so unifying. And then I have had enough experiences too where it's like I'm on the other side of that creating music, and people will share with me, which I love. And I love also hearing your experiences with Together Away. I love that about social media and all these places to connect. Whenever I can hear how the music is resonating with someone, it's really special to hear. And I think part of that is too, like the medicine of us kind of almost feeling like we're going through things together and we're learning together and growing together. And by listening to the same songs or experiencing these same journeys musically. I finally kind of decided, you know what? Music is its own kind of medicine. Maybe I don't need to go to medical school to be a part of healing and providing life and betterness and people's well-being.
That's a great way to say it too, because you're, you know, you may not have went to medical school, but the music you're putting out into the world is going to help people. It's going to heal people in different ways. So, that's great, man. All right, a couple more things, and I'll let you go. We've been going about 40 minutes now. Who are some of your musical influences?
Well, early on, I was exposed to, I would say the biggest influences are Judy Garland, Barbara Streisand, and Leanne Rimes.
Leanne Rimes, I love it.
Yeah, those three were kind of like, I just think they're incredible. And then Linda Eder, she's another incredible singer who does a lot of show tunes and has a really emotional, beautiful voice. I love her. In terms of like contemporary things, I love what Adele does. Michael Bublé, I think, does really fun covers of things like jazzy tunes. Nora Jones.
Oh, yeah.
I'm inspired by Sade, Lana Del Rey. I love the like cinematic stuff that Lana Del Rey does, and the cozy stuff that, Nora Jones does, that kind of like what you'd listen to on a rainy day, intimate sound. For the country tunes, like Shania Twain, Faith Hill, people like that. Country music is so cool because I feel like it just tells the truth really straight up.
Yeah.
It's like five chords in the truth.
You know what's really cool? Two of the musicians you named that inspire you, one of them is from one town away from where I live, and the other one is from like 15 minutes from where I live. So Leanne Rimes is from Pearl, Mississippi, and I was born and raised in New York, but after I served in the Navy, I stayed in the South, and I lived out in California for a little while, but I've been living down in the South for over 20 years. But yeah, so Leanne Rimes is from Mississippi, and Faith Hill is from Star, Mississippi. And Leanne, it's so cool that you mentioned two of them that are like within almost a rock throw from where I live.
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, I love that. Patsy Cline is another awesome singer that I just think she sings from her heart.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah.
You know, I met...
But I would say, Barbara Streisand was probably played the most often and is the most, you know, she is... for my birthday this year, I just had a Barbara Streisand movie marathon.
Nice, nice.
That was my birthday party.
Yeah, that's a good party.
I love her, yeah.
Well, you know, Barbara Streisand is not just a singer, as you know. She's multi, crossed over into all kinds of, her acting is amazing. She's an amazing actor. Yeah.
Amazing.
Yes.
I mean, she's done so much. I have this thing, I love hats. so much, and that's like become, I have to like be careful that my Instagram doesn't get dominated by hats that I love, because it's like bordering on. I think part of it is just that, like, it's like we can wear so many hats as artists, and I think Barbara Streisand does that. You know, she wears the producer hat, the director, the actress, the singer, the, now she's into, you know, buying and selling art, and she knows about the stock market, and I mean, it's like, why do we have to limit ourselves? We can just try everything that inspires us, maybe. You know, I think, I love that she is so inspiring in that way. And she's, there's so many sides of all of us, too. And I think she has many colors, and she shows so much of it so bravely and authentically and intimately. And you feel like she really lets you in when she sings. And I aspire to do the same.
You also have to think about when Barbara Streisand, when she came into music, and as she climbed the ladder, I mean, women's rights were terrible. I mean, you're talking back in the 70s, and so for her to achieve what she has, fighting all those battles as well, is even more impressive in my eyes.
Oh yeah, she totally was a like she quite paved the way.
Right, exactly. All right. Yeah. The last thing I got, and then of course we'll let you tell everybody out there listening where they can follow you and get your music. Do you have any advice that you can share to a young aspiring singer, songwriter, or actor that wants to try to get into this field?
Yeah, I would say that the biggest advice is, you know, people talk about how important it is to eat healthy and exercise, you know, XYZ, like responsibles, pay your bills, and all these things that are part of adulting and being responsible. But I think it's so important, and it's as important as, you know, like sleeping and eating and breathing when you are an artist, is just to carve out the time to do it. Because it just always feels so much better. And defend it, you know, protect that time you set aside to create, and know that like, that is your life source, and doing so will, I don't know, I just think feeding the soul is so important, and maybe not as literal as feeding your actual body, but I think it's as important as overall well-being when you're an artist. So what happens when you're an artist, and you're an aspiring artist, and you put energy into creating and putting it out in the world, what happens with that? How many people resonate with what you create, or how much success you find? That's not necessarily all in your control, but the process and the journey of creating is in your control, insofar as setting aside time to do it and showing up for that that duty and that gift, and being present for it and making time for it. And I think it enriches and just feels healthier all around for the artist when that time is spent.
Wow, such good stuff. Great advice.
Yeah.
I enjoyed talking to you. I really enjoyed this chat. You're an amazing... You're an amazing person. You're an amazing musician, an amazing talent. Everybody out there who's listened to this podcast, go get this EP, Together Away, from Nina Herzog. And I'm going to let her tell all y'all where you can get it and where you can follow her on social media. So the mic is yours, Nina.
All right, yeah, all y'all can get it on any streaming platform, Nina Herzog, so that's Spotify, Apple Music, whatever you use, and I'm very active on Instagram, which is I Am Nina Herzog, and Facebook, also I Am Nina Herzog, and I Am Nina Herzog, and this has been really fun, so thanks.